Arkansas is known for its beauty. Rolling hills, scenic fields and valleys, and beautiful rivers run through our state. We want to keep Arkansas beautiful, but we need your help. Do your part by not littering and by keeping your community clean. Register for a local cleanup or become a litter grabber to fight litter at your own pace. Your community needs you. Join us in keeping Arkansas beautiful. Visit KeepArkansasBeautiful.com to learn more. This message is brought to you by this station, the Arkansas Broadcasters Association, and the Keep Arkansas Beautiful Commission.
And now, more exciting Mountain Home Bomber football on Classic Hits 101.7.
First down for Mountain Home, and Stockton is going to keep it. And he's going to get, looks like, about a yard out to the 36-yard line.
Got everything stacked in there between the tackles. There's not a lot of room to run.
11:33 to play. Searcy up 42-7. Morrow into the game for Mountain Home. He'll be split out wide to the right side. Out of the eye this time, and here's the toss coming to Hershberger. And boy, there's just not much there. No gain on the play for Mountain Home, still at the 36.
Two Searcy Lions there just as quick as he can pitch the ball. They were right on top of him. There's nowhere to go there.
Yep. The Bombers, when they go to that eye, they've pretty much either pitched it to Hershberger or thrown the play action pass tonight. That's about the only two plays we've seen out of the eye, so Searcy was ready for it.
Yep.
So third and about nine here for Mountain Home. It's actually closer to 10. Stockton wants to pass. Looks to the left and is just out of the reach of Logan Walker. The pass was a little high. He couldn't pull it down.
Fourth and
10, and the Bombers
couldn't quite hang on to it. Hit him in the fingertips, just went a little high, and just couldn't wrangle it in.
So fourth and 10, and Pausch will punt. We'll see what Searcy wants to do with their offense, if they're going to keep the starters in there or if they're going to put some subs in. We'll see. Nobody back deep as Pausch awaits the snap. Gets away the punt, and it's going to bounce out of bounds inside the 40.
Goes out of bounds at about the 41-yard
line. They're going to mark it at the 41-yard line is where they will spot it, and that's where the Lions will take over with 9:35 to play and the clock running with the mercy rule.
Didn't get it off a great punt there. Kind of went off the side of his foot. Of course, again, you said they didn't have anybody back. They're sending everybody.
Looks like some new folks out there for Searcy. We're going to see Skyler Tingler in a quarterback. He's a sophomore who they are really high on. He'll have trips to the right side. We'll hand it off instead. This is, I thought it was Guthrie that was still in there. We'll check it when he gets up. It was. That's still Guthrie who's in there at the 45.
Everybody changed, but they're the Guthrie. He was the only one still in there.
And now he comes out.
Yeah.
Rick was there for the
8:43 to go. Second down and about six here for the Lions, and now they'll run the play clock down. Tingler with trips to the right. They're going to keep it on the ground now. The new running back is Latrell Neal. Neal is a 5'11", 200-pound sophomore. He's going to find his way out to about the 49 with a four-yard pickup. So third and about two coming up for this offense of Searcy. 8:04 to go.
The group of substitutes don't quite move quite as fast as their first-string offense. And a little more time to get the plays in.
Again, trips to the right side, but he would expect Neal probably will get the handoff, and he does as they keep it on the ground, trying to run the clock here. Neal is going to be very close to a first down. He's inside the 50. Could be about a half yard shy. So fourth and a half yard coming up now for the Searcy offense. Gingler will go all the way to the Tingler, rather, will go all the way to the sideline to get the play.
Big fourth and one play here.
Head coach Mark Kelly calls the offense. Let's see if the Bomber defense with a three-man front can get the football back here. Fourth and half a yard. Neal has a first down. He's into the secondary. It's a foot race. He's at the 20, chased down from behind, and finally tackled at the 15-yard line. And his first down there for the Lions.
The seas parted. Unfortunately, the Bombers didn't have anybody there to combat that, and he picks up a huge gain.
35-yard gain down to about the 15-yard line. He's inside the 15 with 6:43 to go. Waiting for the play to be signaled in, and now they're ready. Neal getting his mouthpiece put back in. He's telling Tingler's quarterback, hang on a second. Now they snap it. Tingler's going to keep it himself this time, and the quarterback turns it upfield. Inside the 10, down to about the 7. He's going to pick up about 8 yards on first down.
You can tell he's definitely not afraid to run it. He actually looks pretty sharp, Brad.
He does.
He's a real good-looking quarterback.
He'll be the starter next year for this Searcy ball club. Boy, they've had a good run of quarterbacks the last 4, 5, 6 years. Second down and about 3 here for Searcy. And now we've got a flag from the far sideline, and I don't know, it's going to be a procedure penalty against the Lions. That'll back him up to the 12-yard line.
Ball start against Searcy.
Clock running, 5:33 left in the contest. Searcy leads it 42-7.
Second down and 8.
Second down and about 7 here for the Lions. Tingler wants to pass. Cross the middle, has a man, is complete. Touchdown, Searcy. Making the catch that time is Savion Floyd, a sophomore wide receiver, 5'7", 136. And he's able to haul in the 12-yard touchdown pass.
Tingler with a ton of time to throw there. He just kind of sneaks Stavy on there in the back and just hits him perfectly in stride for a well-placed touchdown for Searcy.
Clay again to attempt another extra point. This one is good. 4:28 left in the contest. It's 49-7. Searcy with the lead. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
When it comes to heating my home, my water, cooking meals, or drying clothes, nothing beats natural gas from CenterPoint Energy. It's my most affordable option. It costs less to use than most other energy sources, and it's easier on the environment. So if you already have natural gas, keep it. But if you're replacing an appliance, choose it.
At CenterPoint Energy, we're investing in infrastructure to help bring comfort and savings to you. To learn more, visit centerpointenergy.com/naturalgasbenefits. CenterPoint Energy, always there.
We continue with Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Well, Searcy getting ready to kick off. Of course, the mercy rule, the clock is continuing to run down to 3.5 minutes left in this one. Searcy leading 49-7. Here's Clegg's approach and kick. It's going to be taken at the 15 by Logan Walker across the 20, the 25. Nice return, running hard, and takes it to about the 31. That's where the Mountain Home offense will take over. 3:05 to play.
Mountain Home here, Brad. You really, you know, senior night, you just want to go get one more score.
Yes.
With, you know, a little under 3 minutes left. Just try to get one more score before you go home tonight.
Well, Hershberger will check it up. Bashirs will bring the play in from the sideline. They had Pope in there. So Bashirs will be the fullback here. 2:32 left in the contest. And the ball kept by Stockton this time. And he's going to take it to the 35 with a four-yard gain. We've seen a lot of those design runs tonight with Stockton, the quarterback, that we've not seen this year out of this offense.
Yeah, he just rides at the hip of that, what we used to call fullback, I guess, and tucks it in and just pulls it out. You know, he's got that option. He can leave it in there. But he's seeing those hole, that hole inside closing up real quick, so he's got to ride it outside to get something positive out of it.
Under 2 minutes to play. Stockton will pitch it. Here's Hershberger coming to the near side. Hershberger up the right sideline is going to be pulled down near the 50 with the first down run. It's going to go for 14 down to the 49-yard line.
It seems like all season long you've seen Hershberger run the ball consistently, Brad, doing a good job of finding a way to get positive yards. And, again, tonight's no exception. He just does a good job of finding a way to get something positive.
Some new faces on that defense here for the Lions. Here's the misdirection play. This is Price, Hunter Price with the carry. And he's inside the 45 to the 43 with a six-yard gain on first down. 69 seconds left in the contest.
There's
probably two more plays is going to be it.
Second and two.
Second down play coming up here. And play action. Stockton to pass, has a man, Price. Oh, and he can't haul it in. He was open behind the defenders that time, and they looked the senior's way, and he couldn't quite haul it in.
Complete the third down and two.
You hate that. That's feel like it's been there all night. And just unfortunately, we've not been able to capitalize on that.
Oh, Hunter's going to have some nightmares about that when he's kicking himself. Had a chance for a touchdown catch there. Nineteen seconds left, probably the last play of the game. And it's a counter coming to the near side. Hershberger up the right sideline. Hershberger at the 15, knocked down at the 8-yard line, and that will be the final play of the game. It's a 35-yard gain. And, well, they're going to stop the clock. Bombers take a timeout. All right, with 2 seconds left, Bombers will take a timeout and see if they can't get into the end zone.
Floyd was there.
I think you have to. I think you're in a situation here where you got to. I mean, why not one more score? You've got great play there by Hershberger, great run, great field position. I mean, it's a lot better when you got to go home and sleep tonight, 59-14 versus or 49-14 versus 49-7. So,
I think worked hard trying to all night long to put together some nice drives. Unfortunately, just the one touchdown. So maybe they can get a score here to wrap this one up on the final play of the game. Don't forget, next week it's a Thursday night game. We'll be at West Memphis Thursday night to finish up the season.
Our first road trip together, Brad.
It will be, won't it?
Yeah,
that's right.
It will be. Looking forward to it.
So the Bombers from the 8-yard line. 2 seconds left. Final play of the game. Can they get into the end zone? Here's a double reverse, the pass back is a touchdown. They run a double pitch back to Tabor, who throws it to Stockton for the touchdown. And the razzle dazzle works, and the Bombers get a TD. They tossed it to Logan. He runs the reverse, then tosses it back to Tabor, who then throws the touchdown pass to Stockton. That worked very nicely.
It did. Tabor with just a perfect ball there, and Stockton was just wide open in the corner of the end zone. Great play, and see, that's, I think, you know, as a younger team, Brad, that's what you want. You want to be able to do things like that and get points and show these kids, you know, while the win and loss category may not show it, you can still go score touchdowns. You can still do positive things, and you can still build and get better week to week.
You betcha. They're not going to apparently let us kick the extra point. So the final score officially is going to be 49-13. So that's going to do it. We'll take a break, begin the postgame here in just a few moments. 49-13, the final score. Searcy gets the win. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
The game is over, but our broadcast continues. The Bombers post-game show is next on Classic Hits 101.7.
Community banking means investing in our community. At Centennial Bank, we invest our time and energy in helping our friends and neighbors grow, explore possibilities, and achieve their dreams. We proudly sponsor the student athletes of the Mountain Home Bombers. So whether you're in the game or in the stands, we support the things that mean the most to you because you mean the most to us. We're Centennial Bank, Arkansas's community bank, member FDIC.
Dewey & Sons Plumbing is your go-to team whether you need home repairs, new plumbing construction, or have a big emergency. Their team will be there. Dewey & Sons is a family-owned business that's been providing folks in the Twin Lakes great, reliable, affordable plumbing service for over 40 years, and they've been supporting the Bombers for 40 years, too. Call the plumber number, Dewey & Sons Plumbing, 425-4868. That's 425-4868. And go Bombers!
The Saracen Casino Resort in Pine Bluff in Jefferson County believes in children. That's why, without hesitation, we proudly support athletics and academics in Arkansas. Founded by the Quapaw Nation with its base in Oklahoma, our goal has always been to ensure a better quality of life for Arkansas families. In fact, Arkansas is our homeland. We're investing more than $350 million in Arkansas and will employ at least 1,100 people. The Saracen Casino Resort, building our community one student at a time.